Overseas, recovery efforts continue across Turkey and Syria after Monday's devastating magnitude 7.8 earthquake. Aid workers are scrambling to deliver food, blankets, and clothes to the hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the disaster, as criticism of the Turkish government's response at home continues to rise. NPR's Rob Schmitz brings us this story from an aid distribution center in Istanbul.
At a warehouse on the banks of Istanbul's Bosphorus Strait, more than 1,000 volunteers are in constant motion, taking in donations, packing them in boxes, and then loading them onto container trucks. If you stand still, you're likely to be hit by a swarm of moving bodies or a forklift carrying crates of donated goods. High school student Emrehan Korkmaz is here because school throughout Turkey is closed to mourn the victims of the quake and so that people like him can help out.
We've managed to unload 18 semi-trucks and send them to the earthquake zone. They're filled with blankets, clothes, but there is a more urgent need for food. However we can get it to them, it doesn't matter. People there need food.
This aid distribution center in the Istanbul district of Beyoğlu is one of dozens in the city working 24/7 to deliver donated goods to southern Turkey. A banner with the image of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hangs above the bustle, a leader who's been under fire by political opposition for not doing enough. Turkish opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu said Erdogan's government was not prepared for this earthquake because his party fed tax money meant for natural disaster relief to his cronies. Speaking inside the earthquake zone, Erdogan admitted what he called discomforts after the initial quake, but said the situation is now under control. Outside the distribution center, 20-year-old Erim Nur Salamis is making a second trip here to donate blankets and clothes. When I ask if the government is doing enough, she says this is not a time to talk about politics. It's a time to help people who need it. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Istanbul.